Okay, we're going back to the Pleasant Planet again, to when you first arrived there.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like then, and how far back was it?
I wasn't familiar with the Earth at that time. And it seemed that we were living in your time. It would be we were living around 700 to 1,000 of your years. And we were not allowed to marry until we were at least 200, because they said we would change our mind too many times before that.
Now, did you evolve on this pleasant planet, or did you just travel there from somewhere else?
We evolved on this pleasant planet.
Okay. Was this your first... What was your form like, look like? Was it human or something else?
It was very tall.
Yeah.
It was...
Were the people good looking?
Well, of course, to us. we were very tall. We
How
were
tall?
About 9 to 11 feet.
Giants, huh?
We were very tall. We were not very wide.
Tall and skinny, huh?
Yes. Except for that our legs were not skinny.
Did you have hair like humans?
We didn't have much hair. Hair was not necessary.
Okay.
Hair came to protect once we came to the Earth.
Okay. Did you have big heads or small heads?
It was in proportion with our bodies.
And what did your eyes look like?
We would say ovals with points on the end.
Okay. Now we're going back farther still. Did you have any lifetime as an intelligent being before the Pleasant Planet?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Okay, going back farther. What planet were you on before the Pleasant Planet?
It wasn't a planet.
Where were you?
It was a space station. It felt like a space station.
Where was this at?
I'm not sure of the location. I kept part of the library.
Did you have a human-type form?
I had no form.
You kept a library, but you had no form, huh?
It was like I had no form. There were cubicles of intelligence, or cubicles of memories, cubicles of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And ones would... doesn't look like we're walking, it looks like we're floating. It looks like we're not really moving. We are moving our energy,
so
but not
like
us.
Were you in a higher state of matter than the Pleasant Planet was?
Yes.
So were you? Was this like a descent going down to this place?
To the Pleasant Planet was a descent. Very much a descent.
Earth was a further descent.
Was a further descent.
I see.
But, you know, we were bored. We wanted experience. We didn't have experience where we were. And we were hungry for experience, okay. So we went to the Pleasant Planet.
Now, you said a space station. Was it an actual structure that you were in as a librarian?
How to describe the energy?
Or was it an energy more?
It was energy. Mm-hmm. It was like we didn't need even the etheric.
Was it a place that you lived or just used it for a vehicle to travel?
No, we lived. That was our life.
How many people lived in this place?
Oh, so many you can count.
Billions or millions?
More.
Trillions?
More.
Really? 100 trillion?
More.
A billion trillion?
It was like you couldn't count. It's too many.
Really? How much space did they occupy?
We took up very little space. It was just our energy. And our energies could overlap with other energies, but no one felt intruded upon because we always kept our core out of somebody else's core.
So it was like trillions of monads?
Yes.
Was this some type of place where intelligence is developed?
It was where we kept knowledge. We stored knowledge. And we passed on knowledge. And you came... I was in charge of one section, and when people wanted to come with that section and they wanted that knowledge, they would blend with me and take the knowledge that they want, and then they go back. And same if I wanted knowledge from another section, I would go and blend with them.
Was the Earth the first physical, dense physical planet you lived on?
Yes.
I see. Okay, now this space station you talk about, where were you before you were there?
I was with God. I was with the mind of God. We were all one. There was no separation.
Before the universe was even created?
Yes.
What was it like?
Don't know how to describe this other than it would be like riding downhill on a bicycle with your feet and your arms out and the wind is pushing you and you are feeling free.
Was
and all
nice?
Things are right.
Was it nice?
It was very nice. But there are not words to describe this.
You sense you were absorbing what you learned from a past creation?
We had knowledge.
Yeah.
But we didn't know how to apply our knowledge. We just had knowledge.
But you need to learn how to apply it.
We didn't have experience to back our knowledge.
Okay.
It's like having facts but not knowing how they apply.
Yeah. Was there ever a beginning to you?
No, I've always existed. All have always existed.
Can you remember being in a universe before this universe?
I have been in younger universes, but I have been as an observer, not as a participant.
I see.
Because there are ones, there are so many of us, everyone holds knowledge, and everyone holds knowledge of different levels,
mm-hmm.
you see? And so the ones that hold the smaller knowledge or the basic units of knowledge must go first. And then the ones that hold the next unit can't go until those ones go and have their experience. So we glean from their experiences. And then the next group goes in because they hold more knowledge.
When you were with God, was there any sense of separation at all, or just a sense of oneness?
There was a sense of all is available. So it was oneness. There was no judgment. There was no...
Did you see yourself as so one with God that you were God, or was God like...
separate? I was not separate from God. No one was separate.
Yeah.
And if you wanted information, you just blended with them. And there was no boundaries. There were no borders. You just thought, and then you blended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you mention something about units of knowledge?
We were considered, or we held, units of knowledge.
What does that mean?
It's like we were in charge of this knowledge, and so we were considered a unit of knowledge.
Hmm.
And that is what we called ourselves, a unit of knowledge.
Interesting. Okay, we're going forward again in time to the time when you were on this earth, you left the pleasant planet and came to this earth. Do you know the nearest planet to earth with life on the physical plane?
On the physical plane. At that time, it was Mars.
Mars had life?
On the physical plane, but Venus had life like we knew it.
Really?
On the etheric plane.
Oh, on the etheric plane. But Mars had life on the physical plane?
Mars had life on the physical plane.
How advanced was it?
It was not more advanced than we.
Did they have oceans back then?
They had something that was considered like oceans, but not oceans. It met the need of oceans, but was not oceans.
What was the nearest star that had physical life on, besides our sun?
We wish to say from where we came. It was the sun that was crashing into our planet.
Okay, is there
were other planets at that time.
Is there physical life around the star system Sirius?
Oh, beaming with life.
Is it?
It is beaming with life.
Is it intelligent life? Or
very intelligent life.
Let's see. Is it on the physical level or the higher levels?
Depends on which planet around the sun.
Is there a lot of planets around Sirius?
There are many. There are 12.
Okay.